Classic Business Sustainability.
Time for this week's sustainability feature in partnership with Yes for Youth. Invest in South Africa's future through the Youth Employment Service. Visit them at www.yesforyouth.co.za. That's the numerical four. And we're talking about the link between youth unemployment and sustainability in the South African economy. And it's been a year since the President touted the Youth Employment Service, Yes, as a timely, worthy and ambitious response to youth unemployment. That was at the initiative's launch. And in studio, I've got Bongi Beja, a youth stream lead at the Youth Employment Service, who works directly with CEO Dr. Tashmir Ishmael. Bongi, great to have you on the show.
Thank you very much. I truly appreciate being with you, and I'd like to say hi to the listeners.
Now, the short version of your job title is as the youth stream lead at the Youth Employment Service, but you've taken an interesting yet focused path to get here from the investment management industry. You've worked at the likes of Sanlam and Rescura, and you obtained an MCom in development finance from UCT. So it's clear to see that impact is a driving, motivating force for you.
Definitely. So I spent majority of my career in the asset management space, servicing institutional clients, trustees, pension funds, provident funds, and the like. And I realized when I started my master's in development finance that there's this move around Africa needing some solutions. We're known for the wrong things, you know, poverty, unemployment being one of them, and really it looks like the developed markets have got something right. So I wanted, with this development finance, to understand what could we borrow from the developed markets and implement in the emerging markets. And what it took, as you can see from my profile, is me leaving the asset management industry and getting involved in more impact work. Hence now, I'm at Yes.
Prior to joining Yes, you were the GM at Celulo Luto Technologies.
Yes.
It's an ed tech sort of social enterprise.
Yes.
What did that experience teach you about the extent of youth unemployment in the country, coming from, let's call it, a fairly privileged background in the asset management space to really go and get your hands dirty, so to speak?
That's quite right. It humbled me. You know, it really got me to understand the scarring effects of unemployment in our country and what youth face on a day-to-day basis, and I'm actually seeing it again in my work at Yes. So what happens with unemployed youth, the fact that you do not have a job becomes a barrier to entry, and what we're seeing is prolonged unemployment, which has psychological effects. And so the harder you're out of market, the harder it is to get back in. And that's what I saw at Celulo, that's what I'm seeing at Yes. Celulo even more so, because I was working in the rural and township areas of our country, primarily in the Eastern Cape and the Western Cape. And the deeper you got into remote areas, you also found that access to information about jobs becomes less and less, because there's no technology necessarily to link the people that are in the rural areas with the jobs that may be in market.
It's a very complex and broad area, and one that I'm sure can keep a whole bunch of PhDs very busy and trying to get to the bottom of. And we know there's a consensus: youth unemployment is a crisis. It's a national emergency. That's really why the Youth Employment Service came into being as part of the CEO initiative. But we've had several stabs at trying to get this right. We've got the tax employment, or the employment tax incentive, the ETI, or the YETI as some called it. We spend a lot of money on expanded public works programs, yet still it remains relatively sticky. What are some of the key challenges that you see from your experience to solve the youth unemployment crisis?
Before I answer, I'd really like to just paint the picture of unemployment so that we have an understanding of what we're talking about. There are currently 6.1 million unemployed youth in our country. And that's really on the supply side. But on the demand side, you're having issues around industry concentration. There's automation. There's the fourth industrial revolution. So absorbing the 6.1 million unemployed youth becomes a challenge. You know, the last quarter of 2018, the unemployment rate of South Africa is recorded as 27.1%. But when you drill down to youth, and we define youth as ages 18 to 35, it's almost double that, 52.8%. And if if we speak again about rural and township, or let's call them remote areas in our country, 6 out of 10 people there are unemployed. So back again to the scarring effect, the unintended consequences of unemployment. And that's why I believe in the YES program. I think it is a unique solution to this crisis that we are facing. And if I may, you are quite right. We were launched by the president of this country in March 2018. However, subsequent to that, in about August, there was a government gazette that kind of laid out the rules of the game. And in October, the practice note of the gazette was also published. And what it really told corporate South Africa is, if you come on board on the YES program, here are some of the benefits. You've alluded to them. ETI, the employee tax incentive, and also really being able to move a level up on the BEE. So we're quite proud of that innovation, you know, to get the gazette published and the practice note, because what then happened from November 2018 till now, you won't believe the traction that we've had. We have above 16,000 committed work experiences for youth. And this is why I'm casing YES as a solution. It's a collaboration between government, labor, and business, really to focus on this issue. So what YES says is, give youth a chance. We are by no means assuring that all 6.1 million will be given permanent jobs, but at least give them a 12-month quality work experience. And that's really what YES is trying to do.
And back to your numbers, that is quite phenomenal. Since October, which is effectively the date that you really got up and running, to now, which is, call it the last 6 or 7 months, give or take a few weeks, you've created 16,000 work opportunities. That is truly staggering. But I suppose what you've managed to do here is get the incentive right. Because in the South African economy, you painted that picture of an economy that isn't creating a lot of job opportunities. So on the supply side, in terms of supply of jobs, they aren't there unless you provide the incentive for business to start absorbing some of these youth. Business is going to sit on the sidelines and say, well, you know, why should we? How exactly does that incentive work on the BEE level?
So basically, there is a notional target that you can calculate on the Yes for Youth website. It's based on net profit after tax and also your head count. We've got a lovely calculator that any organization, no matter what size, can fill out, and then it will tell you what your Yes Youth target is. So let's give an example. A company fills out their information on the calculator, and their Yes target, they need to hire 100 youth in order to meet the Yes target. By meeting and exceeding the Yes target, you have the ability to move one level up your BEE score, or even two levels up of your BEE scorecard. So we've structured it such that it's really truly beneficial. It has a transformational agenda, and it's what I call nation building, because you're starting to dab into that 6.1 million unemployed youth and getting them some experience for them to orientate around the world of work.
And that is so important. I know businesses are very focused with the bottom line and reducing costs in an environment where the economy hasn't been firing on all cylinders, and we're all looking ahead at the election and hoping that things do turn post the date of May 8th. But here's an opportunity for visionary business leaders who are looking beyond that to create some sustainability in their organizations, and in a way that is clearly aligned from an incentive perspective, both from a tax incentive and a BEE incentive perspective.
Yes, exactly. I'd really encourage corporates of all sizes to visit the Yes for Youth website to kind of orient themselves around how to plug in to the YES program. Can you imagine if every company, small, medium, NGO, NPO, large corporates, decided to take five, two youth, we'd already start to see a huge difference in terms of unemployment.
That was Bongi Beja, a youth stream lead at the Youth Employment Service. So with this week's sustainability slot, in partnership with Yes for Youth, you can improve your BBBEE scorecard through the Youth Employment Service. Just visit the website www.yes4youth.co.za.